I'll be reading the scripture this morning. This is from James chapter 2, 15 to 17. If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Dad, blessings to you this morning.
I'm pleased to have this opportunity to be with you this morning. As I look across the congregation, there are so many friends here. So I feel right at home, even though speaking, such as my husband does, is not my forte. But I'm thrilled to be here to talk about something that I'm very passionate about and believe in very strongly. Some of you remember me from Lancaster Mennonite, so we go a little ways back as far as that goes. But I'm wearing a different hat today. Who is Conestoga Valley's food bank? Randy has alluded to us. We are an organization that approximately 5 years ago, the CV Ministerium met and decided to put three organizations under one roof. Now, that's a very abbreviated version of how that process came about. But we were Forest Hills Mennonite Church Food Bank. Leola Zion Lutheran had a clothing bank for at least 13 years, located in Leola. And the worship center had a food bank called We Care. And all of these were very effective individually, but the ministerium thought it would be wonderful to come together in one place. We share the rent, we share utilities and such as an organization, and they formed this brand new organization. As Randy said, we serve families in the Conestoga Valley School District by referrals from you as a church or from social workers or friends and neighbors of folks that you sense are in need. There are many food banks throughout the county, and we have focused only on Conestoga Valley. If we get calls from other persons or someone walks in our door, we have an emergency box where we can feed them for a good week probably, but we have to refer them on to other food banks in their neighborhoods. So that is our area of ministry. Our mission statement reads as such. In keeping with Christ's teaching, CVCCS works to meet the various needs of our homeless, at-risk, and socially isolated neighbors by providing food, clothing, and shelter, as well as access to established social service providers in an effort to sustainably improve their standard of living. We will fulfill this mission with integrity and credibility while protecting the dignity of those we serve without discrimination. The tagline in our website reads, "A community together, addressing needs and changing lives." Why are we needed and who do we serve? There may be some presumptions on your part, but I would like to introduce you to some of our clients. We'll call them clients right now. Some little vignettes of persons that I have encountered at CVCCS in the time I've been there. By the way, I've only been there about a year. I walked in to volunteer, and the next thing I knew, I was employed part-time. So if you have questions later, I will try to do my very best to answer them, even though that I'm the new kid on the block. I am the face of need. I'm a grandma, 63 years old, who is rescuing her grandchildren from unhealthy and unsafe conditions in their home. I am raising these two young children and need food to make ends meet. I can no longer work since I'm caring for the children, and my check doesn't meet all the needs of raising two young children. The parents do not help. I love coming here. I feel loved and supported. I am the face of homelessness. I'm a very young father with a wife and a small baby, and we are homeless, trying to find a place to live. I am desperate. We have no food, and we have no formula for the baby. I am frantic. I should be able to provide for my family, but I'm letting them down. She can stay with a friend tonight, and I will sleep in the car, but after that, I don't know. I was hired today, but shortly after I started, they came to me and said that they had to let me go since the project I was hired for was canceled. I feel so helpless and I feel like a failure. I am the face of desperation. I am a young dad who has moved my family to the area in order to find work. We have no family here, it's just us. No grandmas and grandpas to help us. I just got a job, but the cupboards are bare. We need help for just a few months. The food from CVCCS is so generous. This really gives me hope. I am a single mother with four children. Their father turned us out of the house over the weekend and with only the clothes on our backs. He won't let me in to get the children's clothes and toys. They have worn the same clothes to school now for 3 or 4 days. The guidance counselor noticed what was going on and sent me to you. Can I just get a couple of changes of clothes for the girls? I can get by, but the kids. I am the face of humiliation. I am so embarrassed to be here. I never thought I would be in this situation, but we need help. We live in a decent neighborhood. We have a nice car, but we really are struggling to keep afloat since my husband lost his job. He is trying to get another job and has a couple of interviews next week, but it won't be an immediate solution. My part-time job does not begin to cover the mortgage and other bills, so we are struggling to buy groceries. We have four children, and we are down to the bare essentials in our cupboards. We used to donate food and clothing to your type of organization. Never did I ever think we would need this type of help. The pastor said you would help us, but it is so embarrassing. I am homeless. I'm a single mother of five, and we had to move out of our rental. I can't rent the next place until I get my security deposit back so that I have a deposit for the next place. I've reached out to several agencies and I do have an attorney that's trying to help me, but it's taking forever. Right now, we are camping in tents in the park. I have several food coolers, but I would appreciate anything you can do. Oh, and would you happen to have any rain boots? The children are playing in the park, but with all this rain. I am a face of hunger. I'm a senior on a very limited income, and my Social Security check just won't cover everything. My family tries to help me, but they are barely getting by. Thank you for the Thanksgiving turkey and the box of fixings. Now I can invite my family to come for dinner on the holiday. This is so wonderful, and the fresh produce and baked goods will round out our meal. Oh, so generous. I am so blessed. Thank you. These are but a few faces of and a few glimpses of the families that we serve right in here in your neighborhood, whose children are attending your schools. We are very blessed to have Katie Reef, a daughter of this congregation who is working for the Conestoga Valley School District. She is a major contact and connection with CVCCS, alerting us of needs and sending families our way. Her position in the CD district and her background in social work and her history with this congregation gives her a servant heart that matches our ministry in so many ways. The following thank you note was sent to us, and it expresses gratitude for our services with words that many folks that we serve might not use, but this undoubtedly represents what's in their hearts and on their minds. Let me share that with you. My husband and I are so very, very appreciative of your help for us through the food and clothing banks. We are overwhelmed with the variety and the abundance of all you have to offer. I am touched by the kindness of your workers and volunteers. They take a situation that is potentially humiliating or embarrassing and make it joyful and sweet. They are so very nice. Somehow, all human dignity is intact in this experience. Thank you so very much. This is a time of transition for us, and we hope to get through and beyond it in a few months. But in the meantime, it is comforting to know that you are here to help us, and we just had to express it. Be blessed. Carry on. Keep up the good work. Be encouraged. That warmed our hearts. It was very thrilling. As I read several scripture passages in preparation for today, the word poor is used repeatedly. Let me share a few of these. And Randy, thank you for assuring me that I didn't have to do an exegesis of the text. I brought Mr. Sprunger along just in case. The first one I'll read to you is Proverbs 14:31. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker. But whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Isaiah tells us, if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hunger and satisfies the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. Matthew 25 reads, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. From Luke 4, we read, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind and to release the oppressed. And then in 1 John 3:17 through 18, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and truth. In coming to Whitmer Heights today, you folks are well-versed in these scriptures, and you are well-versed in sharing your gifts and your resources with those around us. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, so to speak. So I just share from the experience that we are finding at CBCCS. The word poor appears repeatedly in the scriptures. Today, I suggest we need to change our language from the generic word poor to neighbors or neighbors in need. That term, that small change, personalizes these folks, gives them a face, and it helps us to realize that they are God's children as well. They live in the same neighborhoods with us very often. Their children attend the same schools as ours, rub shoulders with us, more often than we realize. We often do not recognize these needs, as not all persons look like our perceived idea of poor. Referring to them as neighbors reminds us to treat them with dignity and respect. There are many faces of poverty or need, as I have shared. Conestoga Valley School District has a very high percentage of homelessness compared to other school districts in the county. I frowned when I heard this. I found that very hard to believe, but it is true. The census and the statistics support that. often with temporary housing situations, food and clothing is very scarce. I think recently you would have had the opportunity to watch a spot on WGAL that talked about homelessness and showed you some of the conditions that our folks live in. I think the one family I remember was in the city, but there are people who are sleeping on couches and hopping from home to home, and they are considered homeless as well. They may not be in a box behind a store, but they are still homeless. And many of these folks are single moms. I cannot fully understand and know the stress and the anxiety that these people feel, and probably you cannot as well. I shared something with my volunteers recently. Facebook often has some very, very good quotes. And when we're thinking of the makeup of a person who we're serving, sometimes it's hard not to make judgments. So I'm preaching to myself as well as to each of you. I'm going to read this. Your job is not to judge. Your job is not to figure out if someone deserves something. Your job is to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. I thought that was beautiful. I came across a list of what triggers homelessness, and it was some of it was new to me. I made some presumptions that were not totally accurate. Recent studies tell us that 35% of our homeless, and I'll refer to them as homeless, but there are others, of course, in the mix. 35% have lost a job. 15% have bills that are higher than their earnings. 13% have been evicted by family members. 11% have been abused at home. 11% have been incarcerated, and 10% are sick or disabled. 10% have had a change in family status, such as a divorce or a separation. And surprisingly, only 9% struggle with drug and alcohol abuse. I found this very interesting. They're very different from my stereotype of the poor among us who use our services. When we see these people with different eyes, knowing the list of statistics that I just read, it should heighten our compassion and our response. And that's where the little reading that I just gave you, your job is not to judge, comes in. Conestoga Valley Community Services, CVCCS, has other programs in place and hopes to continue to expand our services. Currently, we have the following priorities. Weekend Blessings is a program that at one time was referred to as Power Packs. I have one of these unpacked, and it's in the back. As you leave today, you can see what's in the goodie bag. But the children that are receiving free lunches in the schools during the school year are fed at least one meal a day. It came to the attention of many that these kids are probably, some of them, unattended on the weekend, and the groceries may be scarce as well. So there was this program put into place called Power Packs. Now, the national organization wanted maybe $10,000 for you to buy into this and use their name. But we came up with our own, and we call it Weekend Blessings. There are two breakfast items, two lunches, two supper, fruits, snacks, and beverages in this bag. It is only for one child. But we pray that if there are two or three children in that family in an elementary school, they will receive this and they can share with the family. We have a backpack program that is really not known, at least to my knowledge, where come late summer, we have people take new backpacks and put school supplies in them and then bring them to us. We then divide these between the four elementary schools, and the social workers, the guidance counselors, know who the kids are that could most benefit from them. We don't always have enough. We will be looking for a congregation or congregations to help us with this program at the close of summer, actually earlier than that probably. I will put it out in the newsletter and be nudging some churches to think about this. Last year, Victory Church took this as their project, and they came with 150 backpacks filled with goodies for school supplies, and each backpack had a note of encouragement in it addressed to a child. I thought that was wonderful. If that is something that Whitmer Heights would like to get involved with, please let me know. We distribute boxes with Thanksgiving dinner fixings in them. The folks that signed up for these also received a frozen turkey, and we were fortunate to have lots of fresh vegetables and fruits come in ahead of this give, as well as some bread products and desserts. It was a celebration. My volunteers just had such a good time with this that day, and they welcomed these people so warmly, and there were greetings, happy Thanksgiving, and it was a celebration. It was wonderful. Then at Christmas time, we did the same thing. We gave out a box, and I had one, and I think I left it somewhere, filled again with the fixings for the meal, traditional meal as you and I know it, with the filling mix and Jell-O packets and canned fruit for a salad and on and on and on. A dessert box as well. So those persons also, if they had children, were able to go to some tables we had set up and select two gifts for every child. So mom and dad shopped, the kids hopefully weren't there, and then they went to a table and our volunteers wrapped the gifts and they took them home and were able to share them with their children. We'd served over 200 families in that manner at Christmas time. At Thanksgiving, we had at least 150 families that we served and reached out to. We will have again this year, our second year, a summer lunch program. We have four sites around the immediate area. The first is Faith Church on 340. They are going to be staffing that with their members as well as they are looking for other persons to help them. This program will run from June 15th to August 15th, so we need a lot of volunteer help. It's not difficult. It's sitting with children, making sure that they eat what we give them. We are not allowed to have them walk off with anything that's hot and prepared. They have to eat it on site. So we need persons to do that. We need persons to serve. We need persons to drive back and forth from our facility to the sites and deliver the food. So there's lots of hats, lots of potential there. Another site is Ebenezer Church in Brownstown. I believe Carpenter Park or Carpenter Church along the highway up there is also involved with them as far as the staffing, but we use that facility to serve out of. Florey Park, back behind Lancaster Mennonite Schools, is going to be hosting that site, and the church, The Door, will be taking over that, and they did that very successfully last year. There were a lot of persons that ended up being referred to us for other services due to the hospitality and the inquiries of the volunteers talking with these folks and finding out what their needs were. And that would be our hope at each site. Persons are also welcome to have a craft, have a activity, play kickball, whatever. That is part of the program of that facility. They can choose their own agenda with that. The fourth site is Country Club Apartments, which I didn't realize that was the name of the apartments, over by Lowe's and Costco. It will be run by the Lancaster Christian Church, or as you and I probably knew it as Christian Missionary Alliance. They already have their ministry going with those folks. They have Bible studies. They go in and do things, activities with the children. So them coming forward and offering to help us in this way is very exciting because they already know a lot of the people. We are fortunate that this church has the established ministry in this complex, and we will be preparing meals in our new kitchen to take to all four of these sites. We have a casserole ministry, and I forgot to wear my apron this morning. We like to meet together as whoever has an interest and make casseroles from the surplus of food that we may have that are bulk. I may get a 40-pound bag of rice or 3 cases of macaroni. Now, we could bag this and pass it out to clients, but we are getting a lot of that product from churches and other individuals that support us. So pasta isn't one that we might do that with, but we can make it into casseroles. Sometimes we are all of a sudden given some meat that we were not expecting, so we make up a chicken and rice casserole. At Christmas time, we made 45 foil dinners with turkey, dressing, and gravy, and passed those out to smaller households that were not receiving a whole turkey. We have a lot of fun. It is a time of fellowship. You meet folks from other churches. There's a great deal of laughter, joke telling, and sharing of life experiences. And if you have an interest in such, I would love to have you join us. We make it fun, even though it's some work. We also have another program, our own Souls for Souls. I'm sorry, I'm getting dry. Shoes for children that are going back to school. We're doing a drive again for them. And again, all of these items will appear in our newsletters, which come out once a month. We are looking for someone right now to... Randy, do you get this? Is this printed and given out to your folks?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't send it to each person in the congregation, but if we send it to you, could someone, the secretary or administrative assistant, maybe, even in black and white, copy this and make it available to all of you? It just gives you statistics. It gives you... You meet some of our staff, you get to know other things about us. Summer lunch program is on here, and the introduction to the new kitchen is on the front. The last item that I will show you is very comical, I think, but very, very effective. We have a ministry that's called Undies Sundays. Okay? Undies Sundays. This has been going on for some time with the Leola, the Zion Lutheran people. They've been doing this for a long time. In fact, their pastor's wife has a little skit that she does where she wears a raincoat and she comes out and she shows all the undies, the new undies that she has hanging off her coat. And the congregation laughs and they have a good time with it, but they also respond in a very big way. In the clothing bank, we never give out any used underwear and socks. And it's something that we are having a very hard time keeping enough of. So apart from the humor of this title, this is a tremendous ministry of our building. What we would like to do is have a drive where we put it out to all of our congregations in the CV district so that maybe on the same week or two we're all collecting and we get a nice amount for the summer months. We take underwear and socks of all sizes, men and women and children. So we are grateful for everything that we get. But if these baskets appear in your congregation, you will already have had an introduction to Undie Sunday. We see clients every 15 minutes, either in the food bank or in the clothing bank, meaning that in a good week, poor Catherine runs her legs off, on a Thursday when we could see as many as 24 families from 1 o'clock till 7. So in a given week, we can serve 48 families food. And I would, 4 hours times 16 at least, if not more, families in the clothing bank. Everyone comes by appointment. It's not a mass bedlam. Very well organized. We inherited this beautiful food clothing bank from the Lutherans that was already well established, well organized. I feel it a privilege to be working with them in that capacity. I want to give you a few statistics of what we've served in the last month. The March statistics are on these newsletters, and there's some copies in the back. 32 families were given 1,313 items of clothing in the month of March. The clothing bank happened to be closed for a couple of weeks during the changeover. So year to date, that means from January to March, 532 families were given 15,319 items of clothing. In the food bank for the month of March, 95 families or 282 individuals were served. Year to date, 4,158 individuals were served, representing a 70% increase from last year. We are needed. Our services are really needed. Product donation from our churches and friends totaled 1,439 pounds of food in the month of March. And how that is received and put away is a work of art, I think. It takes a lot of work, and we have a lot of fine volunteers. I do have need of some men on a Wednesday morning, if any of you could come and join us. We get a truck in from the food bank, and there's a lot of lifting and moving around of food. Usually nothing more than 40 or 50 pounds, but it's a little much for me. How are we supported? Now that I've talked about all these wonderful services, you may wonder, where on earth do you get all of your resources? We depend on churches in the Conestoga Valley Ministerium to pledge monetary gifts, as well as collect food and clothing. Some of the churches have made a pledge to us for X number of dollars in their mission budget. I'm not sure. I don't work in finance there. I don't know if Whitmer Heights is part of that, but it may be something you could consider. Local businesses give us both cash and or products or services. For example, Oregon Dairy gives us 8 to 10 huge cases of bread and desserts every Monday morning. And we distribute that to both clothing people on Tuesday and food people on Wednesdays and Thursdays. When we have leftovers, we take it the boxes to Nathan's Village behind Sharp Shopper, and those seniors enjoy that bread very much and appreciate that donation. We receive cash donations from private donors. Service agencies such as the Lions Club, the Boys and Girl Scouts, or church clubs make collections and bring us those items as well. Sometimes they donate cash, but oftentimes they're bringing food or clothing. The Boy Scouts brought us almost 2 tons of food last fall. If you had a little plastic bag on your doorknob, it was destined more than likely to come to us, and that was quite a celebration as well. Many scouts and many, many vehicles with almost 2 tons of food, not 2,000. The Lions Club in West Earl brought us 1,050 pounds of food not too long ago. So we are blessed. Central PA Food Bank in Harrisburg is available for where we can buy milk, meat, and eggs. Meat is 18 cents a pound. We are limited to 150 pounds a week. And that comes to like $37 for about 100 pounds. I'm not doing the math real accurately, but those of you that are mathematicians can do that. We also get from them huge pallets of food. Sometimes we're paying 18 cents a pound for the pallet. So everything that's on there, the poundage is weighed out and 18 cents a pound. Downtown, there is a community action program, which is a secondary donor for food. We need drivers to go into the city and to pick up those goods. We get fruits, vegetables, sometimes meat. I got 2 cases of ground beef the other day. We've been getting 30 dozen eggs each week for about a month, which is highly unusual. But we are very grateful for all of that. So that's yet another source. Grants. We are hoping to hire someone in the near future who will be doing some grant writing and being our liaison with the community and with the churches. We applied for a grant from LCBC. I think they now call themselves Lives Changed by Christ. I think that's what that stands for. As you know, they're a huge church with many campuses. They have a program called Be Rich in about November, September, October, November, somewhere in there. They ask for donations from every person in the congregation of $39.95. Now, I'm sure there are persons who do above and beyond that, but they ask everyone to give that. They raised well over $1 million. Then they take that and go to the various nonprofits in the area, such as our organization, and gift us with gifts of cash. We applied for a grant for $40,000 to remodel a kitchen that was in our within our facility, and it will be used for several of our programs, both now and future, things that we anticipate that we'd like to do. We are supported by and could not exist without the many volunteers from the churches in the district. We will continue to plan fundraisers such as the Walk from Hunger, which is this afternoon. Some of you will be joining us with. At 2 o'clock, you can come at 1 o'clock to register. You do not have to be pre-registered. It's $20 a person. If you have five persons on your team, it's $80 instead of $100. What are our needs, you ask? We ask for your prayer support in a very, very big way. We are very conscious of the prayers of God's people on a daily basis. There are things that happen that are so remarkable that they have to be only gifts from God. We ask for financial support. We ask for volunteers, food and clothing donations, drivers and trucks to pick up donations. I cannot close without mentioning again our gratitude for the many volunteers who come faithfully to shop with our clients. I'm sure there are well over 100 volunteers to date. We lose persons who have to drop out and care for elderly patients or whose health is compromised, and it never fails. When I lose one, I get a couple of calls and a couple of inquiries, not just one. God at work. The volunteers assist in the many other tasks of stocking and sorting clothing and food, as well as hosting the clients that come to us, those neighbors that I referred to not long ago. They do so with joy, respect, and with encouragement. There's a lot of laughter that can be heard in our building. Some tears are witnessed, and a lot of shared prayers. It is not uncommon for me to look out over the floor and see a group of volunteers huddling around a client, having prayer with that client, and I'm reduced to tears. I have been encouraged by Randy's presence from time to time, with him arriving just the moment I needed an extra pair of hands. God knew. And he brings a compassionate heart with him, and I've witnessed him walking through with our clients, and there were some tears at those days, Randy, too. If you feel called to spend some time with us, please call, and I would love to show you the facility. If you walk in, you will be astounded. I had, some of you may know Jake Bear from Stumptown walked in not too long ago, and he just stood there. What on earth? Where did all this come from? Wow, he remarked. We had fun. I have a few brochures and business cards in the back. I do like to meet with a volunteer ahead of time to see what your interests are, what your restrictions might be if you are unable to lift, or other such challenges. The volunteers and I are blessed every day as we interact with these neighbors in need and have the opportunity to share the love of Jesus. I remind us all each day as we pray before we start that we are His hands, His feet, His heart, and His listening ear. And often we are hugs that we also pass out. On a personal note, I find that this is a ministry to volunteers as well as to clients. And that feels good. That feels right. It is how it should be. As one of our hymns read, we are each other's bread and wine. We are to be to each other. And we operate within community as CVCCF in being aware of each other's needs. Many volunteers find they need a niche. They have to get out of the house. And they come to serve, finding love and acceptance among our volunteers and learning to focus on those greater that have greater needs than their own. I want to close with a reading that I've shared with our volunteers that I think is very special. You may have seen it and heard it before, but it bears repeating. I saw Jesus yesterday. He was bringing a covered dish over because I had been sick. For just a minute, I thought it was him, with his gentle hand stroking my shoulder. I thought it was him, but it looked like my sweet neighbor. I saw Jesus this morning. He was in my kitchen, making my breakfast and fixing me a special lunch. For just a minute, he looked like my mom. But it was Jesus. I could feel the love from his heart. I see Jesus everywhere, taking food to the sick, being friendly to a newcomer, and for just a minute, I think he's someone I know. But it's always Jesus. I can tell by the way he serves. At CVCCS, our mission is that someone will see Jesus in us today. I invite you to join our team. I invite you to pray for us. I'll be here a while after the service in the back if you have any questions. I will do my best to answer them, and if I have to email you later with details, I'll do that. But people who have visited us are amazed at all that we have to offer. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and if you know my email or cell phone, I can go in anytime and meet you and give you a tour or unload food or clothing. So don't hesitate to call us. God bless you as you explore how Whitmer Heights can minister and partner with us in this important ministry.